You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. I am John Easter and we have made it to Friday. Hard to believe. I was looking on the calendar. Next week is the midterm for midterm report. So we've already been here almost a full month and that is hard to believe. The school year already going fast. But good morning. Hopefully you're having a great day out there. A good time to remind folks that people in the community are still going through this flooding situation. We had more rain the other night, just kept coming down. I know last night I was sitting at home and all of a sudden I heard like the, you know, I have a metal thing on top of my chimney and you can hear when the rainfall hits it. And I heard clang, 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 clang. And then all of a sudden something cut loose. And I went out there, or I went on the weather, and I looked, and there was nothing on the radar. It was just like a little cloud burst over my house. So it was very strange, but that's kind of what we've been in for the last couple of weeks here in central Indiana. So if you're going through that flooding, we send our thoughts out to you. We're going to talk a little bit more here after we go to the big board about some things that are going on with that in the community. So why don't we go ahead and do the big board. And I actually have things on the big board to talk about this week. Coming up September 3rd, next week, it is the Ben Davis Blood Drive. If you want more information, if you're a student or a staff member and you want more information, you can go on Canvas or look at your email for more details. Also coming up tonight, we have football. Ben Davis taking on the Cathedral Irish. That is a 7 p.m. rather kickoff, a 6 p.m. Coverage time here on Giant 90.9. Jackson White and Parker Moore will have the call for you tonight at 7 as the Giants take on Cathedral and get the season opened up, and hopefully with a win. That would be great if the Giants could do that. But once again, we were talking about some other events going on here in Wayne Township. The West Washington Summer Market is back this weekend at Fleming Gardens Church at 530 South Taft from 10 to 3 on Saturday. So check that out. Also, the Ben Davis The Ben Davis Cadet Football Alumni Association is hosting a field day and renewal this Sunday from 1 to 6 at the football fields along 21st Street. Up there at 21st and Girls School, they'll be working on painting the snack shack, which is where you find me a lot, the replacing sections of rotted wood and tackling any other maintenance projects that will help improve the facility. They're asking you to bring any tools that you think you might be helpful, such as paint, brushes, scrapers, pry bars, drills, hammers, jackhammers. I don't know. You probably don't want to bring that, but any other basic hand tools, and they will have an extra set of hands. Or every extra set of hands and tools makes a difference. This is what happens when I don't read these things before I go on the air with them. They'll have plywood, paint, screws, nails on hand. Once again, that's the Ben Davis Cadet Football Alumni Association hosting a field work day out of the fields on Sunday from 1 to 6. And some resources, too, if you are experiencing flooding and you want to know how to get help, you can go find out more at indy.gov/activity/flood-resources. You can go there to find out more about resources for individuals affected by flooding here in Marion County. You could also dial 211 for more information on an up to $5,000 emergency grant from the Indiana State Disaster Relief Fund. You can fill out their form at app.smartsheet.com. Experts say you should also contact your insurance company ASAP if you haven't already done that to find out if you have flood insurance or what else you need to do. Also, the Red Cross is currently active here in Indiana. If you want to donate to the Red Cross, visit redcross.org, or you can call them at 800-733-2767 or text Red Cross to 90999. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the big board. All right. It's always hard to make a transition from things like that, but we do make a transition this morning to our guests, and it's great to welcome in this morning, Laura Bromberg and Paula Hoag this morning from the Host Program. Good morning, and welcome to Voices of the West Side.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's good great morning. To have you, and we always have our studio audience gives applause. So you can't see them, but they're here, our studio audience. So thanks for being with us this morning, and thanks for coming in. And, you know, like I told you guys off air, we have been planning this show since last year, because I think I first sent an email to you about the show, and the timing just wasn't quite right. But now you are ramping up the Host Program for this season. So first of all, the school year, I should say, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourselves, how you came to Wayne Township, and what you do here in Wayne.
Well, thank you. This is my 28th year of teaching in Wayne Township.
We talked about that off air. We started the same year.
Exactly. So it's my 29th year of teaching. I had 1 year in another district before coming here, and I taught at Rhodes Elementary School for a long time, and then moved into this position. And not only do I teach here, my husband is also a teacher in Wayne Township.
So you've been here 20 years. When did you make a transition to the Host Program?
About 13 years ago.
So you've been doing this now for the last half your career, really.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And that was Laura Blomberg. I think I said Bromberg in the intro. My apologies.
That's
there.
That's okay.
Paula, how long have you been with Wayne?
This is my 26th year in Wayne Township. I started at Roby Elementary as a fourth and fifth grade teacher. And then I transitioned to a staff developer role. And I did that for about 4 years before becoming the media specialist at McClelland Elementary for 9 years. And now I've been with the Hosts Program for about 6 years.
And so we have Roby and Rhodes. Those are the two that I would always get switched around sometimes in the district. And it's like, Roby's in Claremont. Rhodes is closer to downtown. So I would just get those two things switched around. So you both have extensive experience in a lot of different areas in the township. What brought you to the Host Program?
I had an opportunity to try something different. I had been working with language assistance program with multi-language learners and loved that, and was just needing something a little bit different for my family. And the Host Program was an opportunity, and I love what I do. It's an excellent opportunity to both get to work with kids and help them to get better, and also to bring in caring adults and work in the community as well.
Paula?
As a media specialist, I had really fallen in love with literacy and children and trying to find students develop a love for reading and helping them find those books that would excite them about reading. And when the position came open for the Host's lead teacher role, which is our title, a colleague encouraged me to apply for it. And initially I said, no, I'm happy. I love teaching the students at McClelland and doing what I do. But the person said, I think you should look into it. You'd be great. And so I did. At the time, Mrs. Butts, Tammy Butts, was doing the role. And I asked her if we could talk on the phone. And she was so generous and telling me about the Host's Program. And once Mrs. Butts had described it to me, I kind of fell in love with it. And so I applied for this position, and I can understand why it's such a special program for so many people.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the program and what it is, because it's been around for many years, but there may be some people out there who aren't aware of it, or maybe you've heard the acronym and don't understand what the program does. So we're going to get into that a little bit. But how long has Host been around here in Wayne Township?
We are celebrating our 25th year.
That's amazing.
Of HOSTS in Wayne Township. HOSTS stands for Help One Student to Succeed. It began as a national program that matched second graders with mentors from the community, and leaders in Wayne Township saw that as a great opportunity to help our students first, but also to include our community in that. And so it started in the spring of 2001 at Westlake and Garden City Elementary Schools. They were the pilot schools. And then the following year, it became a part of all of our elementary schools. And eventually, most of the time served second and third grade. We're serving third and fourth graders now.
So it moved up from second to third grade. Do you have any idea how many students have been through the program in 25 years?
I was thinking about that. It has to be in the thousands.
Doing the math, we serve historically anywhere from about 300 to 400 students a year. And so that math comes out to about 10,000 students that have been impacted by this program.
That just kind of blows your mind.
In the 25 years. It does. That's amazing.
And you know, studies, and I'm sure you both know the studies, they say that reading, I think by third grade, correct, is critical for a student's future. If you have a student who's reading, is it at grade level by third grade, it's off the charts, the difference that it makes. And if you're not familiar with HOSTS, just some things about the program, like we said, it's the 25th anniversary this year. So it's not a big time commitment, and we can get into all those things too about how what a typical day looks like for a host mentor. But in general, just kind of describe what the program is like, I guess, from a student's perspective and then from an adult who might be there as a volunteer. What does that look like for them?
So our students that are a part of the HOSTS program are kids that need just a little bit of extra help in reading, or maybe to build their confidence as a reader or grow their vocabulary. And so students come out of their classroom for 30 minutes and they sit down with their mentor, and the mentors and the students spend about 15 minutes reading. And one of the things we're really proud of in the HOSTS program is that our students select what they read. We do make sure they read a variety of books. Some of them have favorites that they want to read over and over and over again, but we make sure they read a variety so they're well-rounded readers. And then they spend about 7 minutes doing either a writing activity or a vocabulary activity. And then the last 5 minutes, they get to play a game, which often is the mentors and the students' favorite part. And the game is not just a fun tic-tac-toe game or something like that. It's a skill that their teacher has said, hey, this kid really needs to work on this skill, but we found a game and made the learning fun. And the game is often a motivator. If maybe they're not as excited about an activity before the game, then they can work toward the game.
Yeah, and I'm sure that it's one of those things like, they're learning, but they don't know they're learning.
Exactly.
And then from an adult's perspective, what's that like for them when they
Sure. The mentor sits down at a table, and the first student comes in, and the mentor, all of the materials are prepared for our mentors. So we try to make it as easy as possible for them to participate. And after they spend 30 minutes with their first student, then a second student comes in and sits down next to that mentor. And again, it repeats what Laura was just describing, where then the mentor listens to that second student read, they do a writing or vocabulary activity, and they finish with a game. And the mentor will have those same two students the whole school year, as long as the child doesn't move. And that's why we refer to our volunteers as mentors, because a relationship really has the opportunity to develop there. The mentors get to know their students, the students get to know their mentors, and our volunteers get to see the progress that the students make, which is significant from September until May.
And I was just talking to a colleague about the relationships you build in the classroom, and Sometimes I even intentionally build in time just to have conversations and talk to students and build those relationships, because that is so critical. So having those same students that with you all year builds quite a bond between the mentor and the student. And that, I'm sure, helps with what Host does.
Absolutely. It does. We say that our host students grow in ways that cannot be measured by a standardized test. The students who have benefited from a year of hosts, they grow in confidence, enjoyment, social skills from that opportunity. They learn things from their mentors as well about maybe a mentor's travels or the mentor's career. We have had former host students come back and tell us that they've chosen a career because of a former mentor who shared things about their job with them. So our students are impacted by their mentors and in ways that are just really wonderful.
Well, and you know, with our township and families, a lot of times families have to work and maybe you know, unfortunately, and it's not anything that they choose. They just have to. Mm-hmm. Mom has to work. Dad has to work. Some students are being raised by grandparents or aunts or guardians, and people are out of the house. And you think about what our students go home to sometimes. And it's not just Wayne Township. It's every township across the city, IPS, even some of the suburban townships are going this way. But I know in my situation, both my parents worked and I had my grandma downstairs. And so when I went home, I was with grandma, and you know, she was that relationship. But you talk about somebody who is going to be there for 30 minutes every week. You get to see that person. You get to talk to that person. You get to build that relationship. That's powerful.
It's really powerful.
it's something they look forward to, I'm sure, right. A lot of times.
Those students get 30 minutes of the mentor's undivided attention. And as classroom teachers in Wayne Township, which Laura and I have both done before, when you have a full classroom, you try to give your attention to individual students. But when you have 25 students, they don't get 30 minutes of your undivided attention. We're both moms, and we recognize that even having children, they don't always get that undivided attention from their parents. So the mentors are in such a unique position to be able to really pour into our children with the time and hosts.
When you talk about mentorship or adults coming in and volunteering as part of the program, I was looking, you don't have to be a teacher to do this.
No, not at all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say, you need to care about kids. If you are someone who has a desire to help, you care about kids, you're willing to encourage young learners, then this is for you.
Well, and I think that's awesome, because I'm sure you have people from all backgrounds, all walks of life, mm-hmm. that come in and do this. People who probably have stories that they can share that are specific to these young people. I know just this week we had a student who went through our program here named Jalen Brooks, and he came in and spoke to our students. And, you know, he was talking about you're sitting here in the classroom and you don't think this maybe has a application to what you're doing outside, but you'll look back at this and you'll say, okay, I did this because of this, and I did that in radio. And he's now the AVIT tech at the IMS Museum. So any of the video boards that you see at the beautiful new IMS Museum or anything like that, Jalen has a hand in that. You know, if it breaks, he has to go fix it, or he has to know who to call to fix it. And, you know, that is awesome when you see those students come back and they say that your class had some sort of impact on them in doing that. I know for you as elementary teachers or more on the elementary end, it's kind of delayed because, you know, you don't, if you're teaching third graders, let's say, they still have 10 years of school ahead of them. Mm-hmm. So when they come back, it's like 10 years plus maybe after you've seen them. For us as high school teachers, you know, Jalen's been out 8 years, I think now. I think he graduated in 2019. So 7 years, 8 years. You know, it's a little bit quicker. So I'm sure you do have students who come back all those years and say, man, hosts really made a difference. Have you had, I guess this is another question, have you had former students who have come back to be host mentors?
Yes, we have.
That's awesome.
We actually, within our program, so the way that hosts works, Paula and I are the lead teachers, and then we have instructors who are in the building, and they're the ones who lead the program throughout the week. They're the ones who are there for the mentors, and one of our host instructors, Alicia Roberson at Chapel Wood, was a host student when she was at in elementary school, and then when she was an AVID student here at Ben Davis, she was a host's mentor, and now she is the instructor.
So you have students that are host mentors?
We have in the past, and we have students who are able to work it out in their schedule to come. We have students from BDU who come, students from other high schools that are local. If they're able to work it out in their schedule, they can get service hours for any of the clubs or scholarships or anything like that. We can work that out.
Yes, we have several students from BDU who have time in their schedules because their day starts a little bit later, or they might have SRT or something like that. So we love to have high school age students, or if you are homeschooled or something like that, we welcome all ages of mentors. And we also recruit from local universities and colleges. We are partnered with Fortis College on the Northwest side, and some of their students are able to earn work study by coming to Wayne Township and serving as a mentor. We also have IUND, a partnership with them, and some of their students have to fulfill requirements for their college courses. And what we found is they fall in love with the program. They've fulfilled their course requirements for the semester, but they choose to keep coming back.
How many volunteers do you have in the program in a given year?
We have about 500 active mentors, and we need about 125 more for this year. And it's because of that one-on-one relationship, because we have the program in 11 schools and we serve over 300 students.
Wow.
So we still need over 100 volunteers to really make this year as impactful as possible for our students.
And once again, you know, I mentioned earlier, there's no teaching background. No, I mean, even if you don't have a college degree, you can still do this. So anybody really can. I'm sure there's a background check.
Yes.
And things like that. You don't just let anyone, if they don't pass their background check. Materials, as you mentioned earlier, they are provided to you. Here's a question. What happens if you get there and the student just isn't feeling it that day? How does that work? If you're a mentor and you come in, and you know, we all have those days. I had one earlier this week, and it's just like, guys, I'm not feeling it today, you know, and you're just, I'm honest with the kids, you know, it's just like, so here's what we're going to do. If you have extra work to catch up on, you know, or we can use this as an enrichment thing. If you have questions about our sports broadcasting or whatever. So how do the students deal with that and with the host mentor?
Right. Well, kids are people too.
And absolutely,
kids have rough days. But most of the time when kids come in, they are excited to see their mentor. They're excited to have that person who they know is there just for them. So sometimes host is the turnaround point in their day. And there are times when kids might continue to have a rough day with their mentor, but our mentors kind of have their own little bag of tricks. Maybe they tell them a joke. Maybe they're able to get them to focus on something else. If there would be something that the mentor couldn't get the kid to snap out of, the host instructor is there in the room to kind of help and assist. But I do not remember very many times at all where a student has had a hard time and hasn't been able to have a turnaround with that mentor, because the mentors and the students get to know each other really well, and the kids love their mentors and are so excited to get to be with them.
That's awesome. So when just to kind of put a pin in this, so there's a short training provided for this. So you come in, you're not just thrown in the classroom and say, here you go. You do have some help and resources available too. And also people could volunteer together. Is that how that works? I saw on the website.
Yes. With that one-on-one relationship, we encourage the mentors, if they're possible, to commit to 1 hour a week. However, we have a lot of local business partners. We call them premier partners. Those are businesses, organizations, churches that partner with our program and by supplying 4 or more mentors. And what we have found is that some of our businesses or churches, understandably, these employees are busy,
right?
And their work lives are such that they need to be at work, and we acknowledge that. So we try to make it an opportunity that works for people who are busy with their work. And so a business or anyone really has the opportunity to serve on a team or share a spot. So with the example of a company on Rockville Road, Prismian. Mm-hmm. They have a team of 4 people that take 1 spot at Bridgeport Elementary, and they rotate to fill that spot. So teams can take a spot, and we welcome that partnership as well.
That's awesome. So it's flexible in that regard as well. We're about out of time, which is hard to believe here. It always goes so fast when you're talking about interesting things like the host program. If someone wants to get involved, what's the first step? How do they do that?
Absolutely. There are different ways. You can visit the Wayne Township website, our school system's website. There is a tab at the top that says community. And once you click on community, you'll see hosts as an option. And on the hosts page there, it gives information, more information about the program. And there's also my phone number. I'm Paula Hogue. And anyone who calls that phone number, which is 317-988-8675, you will land in the host's office and in my voicemail mailbox. There is also an option to fill out an online application that's linked right there on our website. And that also lands in my email inbox. And I will follow up with anyone who is interested in either finding out more about the program, or if you're ready to sign up to volunteer, I will match you with an opportunity that works for you, because we need mentors Monday through Friday. Our elementary schools start early, so we have times as early as 7:45, and our latest times are around 1:15 in the afternoon. So, and we will match you with a school, a day of the week, a time of the day that works for anyone interested.
So it's very flexible is what you're, yeah.
It is, and once you commit to that hour, it stays consistent until May, but we have a lot of options to choose from.
So the program is about to ramp up in September, correct?
It starts the week of Labor Day.
So right after Labor Day, you're off and rolling with hosts for 2026, 2027. Does that sound weird?
It does.
To say that. I know I was looking at something, and it was like through 2031, and it's like that sounds so far away, but it's what, 5 years. That is crazy.
So even if someone listening isn't able to start that week or they have travel plans in September, we recruit throughout the whole school year. We welcome mentors in October and January and February. So please know that you can join us at any time and you would be filling a spot. You would be working one-on-one with two students who haven't prior had a mentor.
And again, I know we're over time here. But if it's a situation, let's say you said you're still 125 or so mentors mm-hmm. short, what happens to those students that don't have a mentor?
They still come to hosts, but that instructor that's in the room will work with them in a small group. Okay. So they still get to come to host, but they're looking longingly out at the kids who have mentors, yes, and really are wishing that they had somebody one-on-one.
All right. Well, once again, I appreciate you guys coming in and sharing all about hosts and the program. And hopefully somebody listening now knows a little bit more, and maybe if we get one person out of this, mm-hmm. it's been worth it, because you can really help young people and help one student to succeed.
Exactly. Absolutely. And even if someone listening knows that it's not quite the right fit for them, but maybe they know someone, maybe they have a neighbor, a friend, a colleague, and they think that somebody else might enjoy this, we would be grateful for your willingness to help spread the word. Or if you are affiliated with a local business, a church, an organization, Laura and I welcome the opportunity to come visit and tell your organization more about the program and volunteer opportunities. So just give us a call. Send me an email. It's on the Wayne Township website community tab, and we would love to connect with anyone interested.
And you don't let's say somebody is listening, driving into work on Meridian Street right now. If that's you, you should sign up. You don't have to be Wayne Township to serve in hosts, correct?
No, we have people who come from all different parts of the city.
So Avon, we're talking to you.
Plainfield.
Plainfield.
We have neighborhoods that we're partnered with that come from Plainfield to serve our students.
Well, so. I know my aunt, Sherry Carver, has served as a mentor before and really has enjoyed being a host mentor. I'm not sure she's still doing it, but she has really enjoyed being a mentor. Of course, she's a former elementary principal, so you know she loves that. If you're a retired educator, this is a great thing to do, something maybe I'll be doing in 5-6 years when I'm out of here. You know, I'm not looking forward to being out of here. I'm not saying that, but this would be something good to spend your time where you get to still be in contact with young people, because I know as teachers, that's something hopefully you like. If you're not, why are you in the profession? Once again, if you have any questions, reach out to Laura or Paula and be a host mentor. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I don't think so. Thank you.
Okay, we mentioned how to get in contact with you, how to be a part of the program. We'll put all this, when we put up the podcast, we'll put all this information in the podcast description. So if you happen to miss any of this, you know, hopefully we'll be pushing out more information about hosts, and WBDG can be an advocate for hosts as well. So
thank you,
because we believe in the program and, help one student to succeed. So 25 years of hosts. That is awesome. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Laura and, Paula for joining us here on Voices of the West Side. And, we'll see you next week. I believe, if I'm recalling, I always try to remember who our guest is. Next week, I believe it's Tammy Lundy from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the Indiana chapter. They're getting set to hold their Out of the Darkness walk, and I believe that's our guest next week. But don't quote me on that. We will push it out on social media. And thank you again to Paula Hogue and to Lara Bromberg for being here on Voices of the West Side. Thank you.
Thank you.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.